Because I understand you even had some wide receivers helping out today.
Right. How much more prepared are you to handle this situation compared to where you were last year?
Very, very. Compared to last year, yeah. I'm 10 times more prepared than last year. Just knowing the defense, knowing where I'm supposed to be at, knowing the play calling, having to trust my linebackers, and just being on the same page as me. And the coaches is constantly on top of each other, making sure we're on the same page. And this is going to happen. This is what the checks are when this happens and stuff like that. Just very, very, very on top of my keys.
How do you view it? You have to do more, step up, or you just kind of have to stay and do what you get to do? What you do?
I mean, I definitely step up. Definitely when stuff like that happens, when I lose a safety or you have a change in the defense, I definitely step up. I mean, I don't just stay subtle because, I mean, we need playmakers, and that's what we have to do.
How much do you have to do more talking, obviously? If you're starting with Andrew, you're more experienced than him.
A lot more talking, a lot more being ahead of the game and being at least about 5 steps ahead of the offense and trying to be on the same page and get him lined up to where things that I see and that's what's going to happen. And be able to let them make plays, so that's the biggest thing.
That's a loud stadium, but when they have the ball, it's usually quiet. So you don't have to worry about that.
Correct. Right? That's it. Now we was on playing here, then I've been different. So yeah. That's good that we plan to go.
It's actually
over
good
that.
To be on the road. Right?
Correct.
So I was gonna say, it's not only the safeties, the corners are nicked up too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, is that affect the communication even too?
No, I mean all the corners that's here besides the new guy. Has been here. So, I mean, they know the defense. So, I mean, not just telling them what to do and telling them a play call, they know how to play it off the scheme.
Glenn, I haven't seen all the film on the Vikings, but what little I have seen, and the stats also show this, they've been throwing a ton of short stuff, and it doesn't look like they're throwing much downfield at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're seeing, and would you expect it to change?
We definitely expect it to change. I mean, Bradford has a great arm. He has great accuracy. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, the routes we've been seeing on film, he's been throwing it deep. He's been doing some big gashes. I mean, but he has a lot of checkdowns when he doesn't have the guys downfield. I mean, because they run a lot of tiger formation. So, I mean, you're running two guys deep. You're not going to always have those two guys open, you know?
Does film from Bradford last year even relate to this game?
I mean, definitely because, I mean, it's the same offensive coordinator that come from the Eagles, and he came over there. So it kind of related. And, I mean, they run more with their offense because, I mean, they had Adrian Peterson there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to definitely run them a lot more. But now that he's down, we'll see what they do.
And it's so much talk about chemistry and trusting the guy next to you. But how difficult is that when the guy next to you keeps changing?
It's constant work. It's just constant work, constant building chemistry with the next person. I mean, because you never know who's going to be up, who's going to be down. And just building that relationship because, I mean, if it doesn't work here for them, they know they have the work ethic and they know they have the knowledge from working next to the person, like next to me or next to the next person to be able to play on the field.